Liz, I am so happy that Framebridge is a sponsor of this episode of Satellite Sisters because I have the perfect job for Framebridge.
Oh, you have something special that requires framing? Preservation Liz. For the ages?
Yes, I do, Liz, because my book, The Marriage Sabbatical, was named a People magazine pick of the week. And guess who is on the cover of the People? My girl, Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, I want the magazine, and then I want to cut out the special, you know, mention of my book all in one frame. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's going to be fantastic. Plus, there's your head in a bubble. You have your book, the recommendation of your book, your head in a bubble, and Valerie Bertinelli. Framebridge it, baby.
Right. I mean, Framebridge is so good at framing unique and interesting items you want to display on your wall. Yeah. It's just used to be difficult to get that stuff framed and expensive, but Framebridge makes it so easy. So if you have travel souvenirs or original artwork or hotel key cards or menus or tickets or wedding invitations, Liz, do you want to frame a license plate? I know who can do it for you.
This is exciting, Lee, and welcome back, Framebridge.
And we love Framebridge because the quality is super high. Liz, both you and I have gotten personal things framed at Framebridge, and we display them proudly in our house because it's easy and affordable. You know exactly how much you're going to pay up front. The frames are gorgeous. You get fast service, free shipping, and it's super great for gifts. And guess what, Liz? Happiness guarantee. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So Framebridge, get ready because my Valerie Bertinelli, People Magazine, and Marriage Sabbatical Pick of the Week mention is coming at you for framing. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
We are the Satellite Sisters. I'm Liz Dolan in Santa Monica, California, joined by my sister, Julie Dolan, in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Jewel, how's it going in Big D today?
Hey, Liz, happy 2024. Guess what? We're having the big freeze come to Dallas. So you know what that means? That means hoarding, Liz, okay? It started. It's still 40 degrees, but people are loading up their grocery carts and they're getting off the street.
Oh my God. What do you hoard? Do you have a particular...
Anything, Liz. Just get anything you can.
Okay. All right. Well, Leanne is not with us today because she kicked off the new year with COVID, sadly. We have been getting occasional texts from her in bed, including this one, which made me laugh. I thought I was in a fever dream watching Saltburn last night, but it was just the movie.
Oh, poor Leanne. Okay. We understand she's feeling a little better this morning, but take care. Rest up.
Yeah, take rest up. So today is our first show of 2024, and it's the first in a series of Satellite Sisters remix episodes. These are shows in our vault that have never been published online before. So we decided we would start with what was our first show of 2006. Wow. Julie, there is some good stuff in this one, including Leanne live from the Rose Parade in the pouring rain.
She sounds like she's on Mars, Liz. Talk about action reporter. I mean, it's incredible. It's pouring rain, but she's reporting on the flowers, the bands, the whole thing is happening. It is really a high energy show, Liz.
It totally is. Wow. Starting the year with a bang. And you know, Jewel, this was also an era in Satellite Sisters history when you were living in Moscow, Russia. So you did the show. People forget you did our radio show from a closet in your apartment in Moscow, Russia.
Right, with all kinds of people, I'm sure, listening to the show as well. Lots of bugs in my apartment. I'm not talking about insects, but I do think in this show, Liz, this may be my first ever international news roundup. And I'm telling you, some of the facts that I come up with, well, they're still relevant today. So you want to give it a listen.
You do. This is what we called your signature segment. We all had signature segments. This one was yours. Also in the episode, Sheila launches Smoothie Monday and gives us a report of her vacation. She had just gotten back from vacationing in New York City during a transit strike. I share my goals for the year. Spoiler alert, they did not work.
Well, it was something about aging gracefully, Liz. And you were so young when you were talking about it, right?
Still a good goal. Still a good goal. And we are joined by Randy Wesson from the Jet Propulsion Lab there in Pasadena, California. He's a really fun guy who talks to us about the Mars rovers, Spirit and Opportunity. We loved those little rovers. And also he makes predictions for space travel in the future.
It's fascinating to listen to his predictions, knowing what we know 20 years later.
Remember, we have more than 850 episodes you can listen to whenever you want, Satellite Sisters, on every podcast app and also on our website, satellitesisters.com.
At the end of the episode, we have all the ways to stay in touch with us. So, Liz, have a good week.
You too.
Feel better, Lan. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.
This is Sheila. I did buy a blender for the new year. Though you will hear the blender going, that's because we're blending up a smoothie. And we have a special toast.
We
mystery
do.
Toast today. So we're going to come. That's
a mystery toast.
Yes, that's true. Also, we're going to find out in this hour what's going on at NASA.
Right.
So Sheila, much is going on.
You forget those Mars rovers are still up there. They are going and going and going. And every once in a while, we see an item in the paper about Spirit and Opportunity and how they're still just roving all over that darn planet. So Randy Wesson is here from the Jet Propulsion Lab. It's right down the road here in Pasadena, California. So what else is going on Mars? They got stuff going on Saturn. They have a mission leaving for Pluto. And so we
no,
are going.
No, thank you. All righty. Also on the show, Julie's International Lightning Round. That's right. She is in Steamboat Springs today, but she covers the world, right, Julie?
That's right, Sheila. Normally I'm in Moscow, Russia. I lived abroad for now over 8 years, and I've learned a lot of things about the international scene that I am going to share with you in the lightning fast method later in the show.
But first, you know, we are a big parade family. We love to be on location. And right now, you can hear the music in the background. This is our little sister, Leanne, at the Tournament of Roses Parade. Leanne, are you all right?
I am so well. That is the Canadian drum and bagpipe corps that just went by. You guys, I knew I was in trouble on my way to the parade route when I saw that the LA Fire Department had the Swift Water Rescue Team standing by. It is so wet and so rainy, but people are here, and the bands are here, and the floods are going.
That kind of sounds like you're underwater, but we love it that you're sticking with it, Leanne.
Leanne, I know you said, this is Liz, I know you said you were going to go to the Rose Parade come hell or high water, but did you really think you'd get the high water when you made that pledge?
I can't even tell you how wet it is, and I am under an awning at the Gap, under an umbrella, and I'm still soaking wet.
Oh, Leanne.
So are your kids there, or did they bail on you already?
The whole rest of my family bailed, the cousins bailed, everybody bailed, but I am here. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you be watching it on TV with some bagels and coffee if you could?
Oh, yeah, we have it on TV here in the studio,
and we're enjoying it very much, and we're going to have our smoothies in just a minute. We're sorry, Leanne, you're so wet.
Leanne, how do the flowers on the float look with all the rain? They must be kind of freshened up.
Yeah, no, most of them are making it through okay. Some of the roses have turned a little brown, so that's too bad. But the float was fine. It's these adorable high school bands that have spent years, you know, practicing. They're chosen 3 or 4 years in advance. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to come here. And I'm only a mile into the parade route, and I'd be crying if I were the flag girls. They're not even wearing ponchos or anything.
Really?
No.
How can you play the trumpet in the rain? Don't you get, like, water in the trumpet?
Things are sounding a little waterlogged. And the Rose Court looks beautiful. They went by. They're covered with very, very fashionable see-through plastic bubble umbrellas, and they had ponchos on over their beautiful dresses. Sandra Day O'Connor is the Grand Marshal this year.
Oh, so right.
So she went by in a covered car, and she was on the other side of the car, so I only saw the back of her head. But it was really worth it.
Now, one of the big Pasadena traditions, Leanne, is people camping out the night before. And there are also a lot of rules there that you're not allowed to just, like, rope off some chairs and then go home and sleep in your own bed. You have to actually sleep on your piece of real estate. Did people really do that last night?
Yeah. And the whole front row was taken. You're not also, Liz, you're also not allowed to set up tents. So people have just been sleeping under some blue tarps that they fashioned or giant umbrellas, and they have their chairs. But seriously, that's what's the storm drains are all getting totally clogged up with all the garbage. So there might need to be some Swiftwater rescue. Right now, there is such a dramatic wind gust that the I saw Donald Duck's umbrella just turn inside out.
That does sound dramatic. Are you going to stick it out for the whole parade?
No way. As soon as I hang up, I'm heading home. Hey, I've been here an hour and a half. I think it's almost done, but I am only a mile into the parade route. These poor bands have to walk another 4.5 miles in this stuff. So my hats are off to them. I think I know who our Satellite Sisters of the Week are. They're those poor flat girls with no Gore-Tex.
So what is your favorite float that's gone by yet?
A beautiful float of polar bears just went by. The theme is It's Magical. Uh-huh. So there was a spectacular dinosaur float that went by, and the dinosaur skins were all made of like Brussels sprouts and oranges and pomegranates that were dried. That was spectacular.
But they're wet now. They were dried, but now they're wet.
Leanne, this is Julie. One of the things about going to the Rose Bowl Parade is it smells so beautiful in past years because of all the flowers and the vegetables. Are you getting any scent today?
No, I'm getting a stench, Julie. Not really a smell. I don't mean to be laughing, but nothing is smelling good right now. It's just the dampest, wettest group of human beings you've ever seen. And I'm just trying to be supportive of those poor bands out there working their little heart out. But also a float. You know what float I love is always it's the City of St. Louis sends a float that's pulled by the Clydesdale.
Oh.
So that's very dramatic. And that was an excellent float.
See, I think the Clydesdales can handle this weather. They're better suited for it than people.
The Marine Corps band, they look solid. They were not blinking an eye in the rain. But again, it's these little high school girls from, you know, Honolulu that are out there. My gosh, I feel for them.
Now, you're a longtime Pasadena, Leanne. You've lived in Pasadena how many years?
I've lived here 13 years. Today is my 13th anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's right. Happy anniversary.
I was just going to say that. People don't realize that Leanne is such a parade fan that she scheduled her wedding in Pasadena on Rose Bowl weekend, and part of the wedding festivities included all of us going to the parade together on January 1st that year.
It has not rained on this parade in 51 years. And the good people of Pasadena who put on the Tournament of Roses parade believe that it's because they've made a pact with the powers that be, that if they do not hold the parade on Sunday, the powers that be will make it a sunny day when they hold it. So that's why the parade this year is on the 2nd. But 51 years it has not rained on this parade. And the last time it rained on this parade, Earl Warren was the Grand Marshal, the only other Supreme Court justice. So that's so weird, isn't it?
Have you been like reading fact sheets while you're sitting there under your tarp? This is excellent.
I'm auditioning for that Stephanie Edwards gig. She's the local in West Virginia for 40 years. Here's the girls' high school marching band from Fukajawa, Japan. Here they come, all girls marching high school band.
Oh, that music sounds good. Maybe we should go out with a little bit of that music.
Excellent. I'll turn my cell phone to the band. Have a great day, girls.
All right, Leanne.
All right, thanks,
Leanne. High and dry, Leanne.
But first, we're kicking off two things here. It's our first ever Smoothie Monday.
Smoothie Monday, Liz.
Smoothie of the week
this
here
is
at Satellite
Sheila.
Sisters.
I'm in charge of the blender. I buy the ingredients. And Liz, we have very special ingredients this week that come from your
vacation. I have my tale to tell of my holidays. But first, this smoothie is dedicated. This is a toast. Are you going to smooth it up a little bit?
Go ahead. Here we go.
Give it a shot. Okay.
I'm just blending.
It doesn't sound as dramatic as it looks.
It's a wonderful mixture of mango, banana, We have wheat germ. We have soy.
Oh.
We have a lot of good things happening here.
So we are now toasting.
I'm going to turn it on high, Liz.
Oh. That sounds good.
And it sounds like the rover taking off, or like.
This is a very special toast, though, Julie.
Oh. Just a little more blending, Liz. Sorry about that. There we go.
We are thrilled to be part of the family at FM 107 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we are toasting you, all of you at FM 107 and in Minneapolis, with a special smoothie. This recipe, Sheila has altered it slightly, was supplied to us by the fine people at Rancho La Puerta in Tecate, Mexico. And I got this recipe because I spent some of my holiday there, sisters.
Yes, Liz, and you have come back with a whole new attitude, I've noticed.
Have you noticed? Yes.
First of all, Julie, you wouldn't believe it. Liz strolled into the office this morning and announced very nonchalantly, none of my papers came this morning. And can you imagine Liz without the New York Times, LA Times, Wall Street Journal, and all the six other newspapers
I had
she
not.
No, she is a media junkie. She is able to consume more media faster than anyone I know. So, and she was strolling?
She was strolling, and she didn't care.
I didn't care. And here's why. Because I have learned there are more important things in life. It's all about embracing the aging process, being healthy.
Are we going to get this recipe for this smoothie?
Okay, we will post it on our website at satellitesisters.com, the Rancho La Puerta recipe, but Sheila altered it, of course, because coming to work at 5:30 in the morning, you couldn't find several of the ingredients.
I couldn't find flaxseed oil. I mean, come on, people, at 5:30 in the morning. And I actually forgot, was it berry or citrus juice that I needed? I ordered this. I got the citrus instead. But I think it blends very well. And most importantly, soy, I guess, is very big at Rancho La Puerta.
Mm-hmm.
Soy products. So
okay, let me say the one big lesson I learned.
What is it, Liz?
I know you've also noticed this is my more relaxed attitude.
Your face is glowing,
it's
Liz.
About embracing enjoyment in life, just enjoying every little thing. But this spa was founded by a woman named Deborah Zeke. She's now in her 80s. She was there. She looks fantastic. She is beating people up and down the hill in those morning hikes, people. So whatever she is doing, I want to do. So she spoke to us one night. And she said, you know, there's just one thing I want to ask you. Just embrace the idea that you are going to live to be 80 or 90.
Oh.
And if you really embrace that idea.
So depressing. I'm only kidding.
It was very inspirational because her point was if you really embrace the idea, then you start to do the things you need to do to be a well 80 or a well 90. Because if you try to imagine what it would be like to be an unwell 80, that would be bad.
Right.
And to know you had another 10 years to live or 15 years to live. So she has just embraced this whole idea of, you know, moving your body because it feels good and that's what your body was designed to do. Fueling it with healthy foods.
Fueling it.
You know, none of these ideas are really...
Not stuffing it.
Not stuffing it, right. Fueling versus stuffing. That would be correct. And Sheila, I know what a Cheeto lover you are.
Yes, I love my snacks.
Frequently on the cozy
couch.
Can
you have snacks at Rancho?
Yes. But probably not the Cheetos. I did not see any Cheetos growing in the organic garden at Rancho La Puerta. Anyway, so we are now instituting Smoothie Monday.
I'm enjoying this.
The first, and a toast to the family at FM 107.
Yes, that's right.
We are happy to join you. Hey, coming up, we're going to Mars. Then we're going to Saturn. Then we're going to Pluto. Yes, we are. Sheila, as you know, the most complicated piece of equipment we ever try to operate here at Satellite Sisters is the blender you just made the smoothies in.
But and I'm still getting the hang of that,
yeah,
which is really, really kind of sad. But I will get it by next Monday. I will have it down.
But thank goodness there are people out there with much more advanced skills than ourselves. And there's a whole enclave of such people not far from us in Pasadena, California. That's the home of Caltech's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Randy Wesson is with us. He is a program system engineer at JPL. We wanted to get all caught up on what we can look forward to in 2006 with things going on in the space program. It's just, it amazes me, Randy, every time I open the paper or turn on the news and I see more stuff about those little Mars rovers. They are still up there. They are just going and going and going, aren't they?
Oh, they're way past their warranty.
So they landed, Spirit landed on January 3rd, 2004. Opportunity landed January 24th, 2004. How long was their warranty? How long did you expect them to go for?
The warranty was 90 Martian days, which we call SOL. So we've blown that out of the water.
Is a Martian day like a dog year?
Well, it's a little, the Martian day gets to be pretty nutsy because
it does.
an Earth day is 23 hours, 59 minutes. Yeah. We kind of call it 24. But a Martian
really,
day...
Really? An Earth day isn't really 24 hours?
Nah, it's
I'm already learning something,
it's
Randy.
It's a scooch off, okay? a Martian day is 24 hours, 37 minutes.
Oh.
It's about 40 minutes different. And you go, come on, Randy, what's the big deal, 40 minutes?
Yeah, what is the big deal?
Well, the rovers are solar powered, which means when the sun's up, your rover better be up. And when the sun's down, your rover better be sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'm lost already.
Well, think about what this means.
I'm thinking, Randy. I'm
trying. The first day you come to work, you know, you land, you know, January 3rd. You start at 8 in the morning. You know, you're done. Next day you come in at 8:40.
Oh.
Next day 9:20.
Mm.
Next day 10.
Oh, so
it walks by 40 minutes every day.
So that's the way the schedule for the people at JPL
and the ops guys
changes?
You got it. So they had a Mars watch and they had an Earth watch and they just kind of had to live on Mars time. And you know,
now that is cool.
40 minutes is a big deal, but man, you go nuts after like 2 years of doing this. Just walking, just 40 minutes every day.
So what have Spirit and Rover managed to do beyond what the initial plan was, given that they're now going and going for 2 full years?
Well, I have to back up a little bit what we were trying to do at Mars. When we went there in 1976 with the Viking landers, we were looking for life. You know, we were looking for frogs and cows and that kind of stuff. And the Vikings found nothing. Nada.
I'm assuming we would have heard if you found
something. We would have heard, yeah, yes. Big time. That's not a secret. Our funding would have gone through the ceiling, okay? So what happened next is we said, okay, rather than going for the home run shot, let's just try to get a single. Let's look for water because we believe you need water to search for life.
Water or smoothies. That would be, yeah.
Well, we do have blenders in the control room. No, okay, anyway.
Okay, so that was the approach.
Look for water.
Uh-huh.
And we picked two completely different sites. Spirit, which went down into the Gusev Crater, that one really looked like it was a pond at one point. It got a little channel coming out of it. It looked like it was a lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's no water in there now, but it had all the, it looked like a lake. So based on the geology, we went there because it looked like a lake. Opportunity went out into the plains on the other side of the planet called Meridiani, and that one we saw from space by looking at the composition of the rocks. It had an iron oxide, which you can – well, one of the main ways you make iron oxides is in liquid water.
Oh, is that also like rust?
Yeah. Okay. Think of your Brillo pads, all right?
Again, I'm trying to bring it down to our level here.
Okay.
Liz,
we saw rust out there on Meridiani, all right?
Okay,
so
good.
It's in there going like, wow, we'll go one for composition and one for structure, and we'll see which one actually finds water.
Uh-huh. And have they?
They have.
This is so great. This is what I love about this story. It worked.
Oh, boy. Big time. it worked. But now the issue is how extensive was this body of water and how long did it last?
Uh-huh.
And the story that we're kind of coming up with is that maybe in the first maybe billion years of Mars life, it was wet. And then for the next, 3 billion years, it's been bone
really?
Dry.
Wow. Hmm.
Now, one of the really cool things that you can think about is if you take Earth as a model,
yeah.
If you think of all the life forms that you know about, so in the atmosphere you take birds, bugs, bees, and from the land you take grass and cows and trees and that stuff, and from the ocean plankton and fishies and coral, and that guys. And you put all that life mass on one scale, but on the other scale you put what are called the lithotrophs, the rock lovers, the guys that live inside the bedrock, the single cells.
See, I think Julie's husband is a lithotroph, isn't he, Julie?
Yes, he's sort of a closet lithotroph.
he's actually a geologist, Randy.
He doesn't like bright lights either,
but
right?
But we never know where he is or where he's hiding.
But he has a collection of rocks. So anyway,
yes.
Sorry, we interrupt.
But the cool part is the lithotrophs would weigh more. There's more life energy on this planet with lithotrophs and rock lovers than everything else combined.
Really?
So maybe there's no life on the surface of Mars, but if it was wet, could you have made your first cells, and could they actually be underground?
So you'll be drilling down. Okay, let me reintroduce this freak we have in the studio. Randy
no,
West.
He's a geek.
He's not
a freak.
Okay, you're right. That's a very important distinction.
That's for a dweeb or a nerd. Okay.
Randy Wesson is a program system engineer at Jet Propulsion Lab at Caltech, and he's been there for 21 years, so... You've been at this a long time.
No, I started on Voyager and Galileo and Cassini. Oh,
really?
And
does it amaze
Odyssey?
You how much you've managed? I'm not just you personally, Randy, but that the space program and these crafts going to Mars have learned so much in our lifetime.
It's pretty amazing. We've rewritten the books a number of times, and every time we go to a new place, especially working at the lab, you're the first human beings to see this stuff. It's like, how cool is that?
Like,
what's that?
Do you wake up in the morning and wonder if Spirit and Opportunity are going to wake up today, too?
Well, I mean, they're way past the warranty, as I said. They're starting to get signs of old age. you know,
I heard one of them had a broken arm.
Well, it's got two gears for, you know, elevation and azimuth, and its azimuth one seems to have a little bit of a broken wire, so it's a little bit flaky. So now you want to.
That would be like our sister Sheila.
It's arthritis. There you go.
It's just to get an orthopedic surgeon in there.
A little heating pack, right? Yeah.
Sheila had bunion surgery, so she can relate.
Right? Our rovers haven't had bunions. No bunions.
There's one last mission I wanted to ask about, because there's a launch date coming up for New Horizons. It's going to Pluto.
We want to go to Pluto. We need to see what it is.
Sure.
No, is it a planet or is it a Kuiper Belt object?
How long does it take to get to Pluto?
As the crow flies, if we get the good way, we can do it in 9 years. Otherwise, it gets, you know,
everything 13, takes so
years.
Much time.
I think that's what's so
well,
fascinating.
Well, we need warp travel, you know? Come on.
What's so fascinating about the work you do at JPL is that things do take a really long time.
It's a labor of love kind of thing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Randy Wesson is a program system engineer at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. We
so
are the
smart.
Satellite Sister.
Liz, you know, I am now just a devotee to my prose regimen, right? My hair care regimen.
I know that, Leon, I'm looking at your hair right now on Zoom. Even on Zoom, your hair looks fantastic.
I'm in training for this book tour, Liz. You know,
perfect. Yeah.
I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be, you know, seeing people and photos will be taken. And I want to look great. At least have my hair look great. And I feel like with prose, I am well on my way. And it's because it's personalized for me, Liz.
Yes.
Okay. Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do. So you take the in-depth consultation, you get the made-to-order stuff, and then you follow, you know, the instructions, Liz, and things get better. I take my vitamins. They're for me. They say Leon on it. I do, you know, the shampoo. I do the conditioner. I do the leave-in conditioner. Sometimes I do the pre-shampoo scalp treatment.
I don't
do that all the time, but that is it's in my toolbox, my prose toolbox.
Whatever it is, it's all paying off for you, Leon. You're just got a good hair game. Thanks to
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Of the millions and millions of possible formulas, Liz, only one is uniquely mine. And that is why I love my prose. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out the best in your hair that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at prose.com/sisters. And prose is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Prose.com/sisters. Thanks, pros, for great hair. Liz, you look really happy. What's happening there?
A lot of things going my way, Leon, but here was the best news in my inbox this morning is I got my email from ButcherBox saying, we're starting to get your next box ready. And I just love when this happens because then you click on the link, you can go in, you can see what's on sale, you can get the best value for your next order, and then boom. Customized box showing up in a few weeks at my place. I love being in the ButcherBox family, and they give me plenty of time to get ready every time.
There is good communication in the ButcherBox family. I agree, Liz. They want you to be happy.
Yeah.
They want you to have
peace. Better than many families. Better than many families.
That's right. It's right. You know, we love the 100% grass-fed beef, the free-range organic chicken, the pork that's raised crate-free, wild-caught seafood. They're humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. Free shipping always, and you get that customized box of everything you want. ButcherBox, thank you so much for bringing us peace of mind, and keep those emails coming. Liz, today's offer is spectacular. ButcherBox is giving Satellite Sisters listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order.
Okay. Oh, that is the deal of the century, people. What are you waiting for?
Free ground beef for life of your membership, plus an additional 20% off your first order. Use the link butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/sisters, code SISTERS. Thanks, ButcherBox.
First, Sheila, your holiday report, speaking of cultural understanding, you spent most of your adult life living in New York City, and you went back to visit your daughter there over the holidays.
I decided to go to New York for Christmas, and wow, what a time to go. Right in the middle of a transit strike.
Wow, ooh, good choice.
Yeah. Sheila, I thought of you. I didn't call you, of course, but I thought of you. I just want you to know that.
I know. Everyone was thinking of me. And you know what? You know what I have to say? It wasn't that bad. You know why? New Yorkers are so resilient. They are such survivors. I mean, look what they've been through. They persevere. They move on. And what happened during the transit strike is there were absolutely no subways or buses going anywhere in New York. So you either had to walk or you had to get into a cab with at least three other New Yorkers. So what you do is you'd stand on the street. Now, I wasn't walking the 40 blocks from my hotel downtown to see my daughter every day. There's no way I was doing that because I live
in... It was cold, too.
Well, first of all, I live in L.A. and I don't walk anymore, okay? So I wasn't used to walking.
Yeah, your old New Yorker self would have easily walked 40 blocks.
Absolutely, I would have charged down. But A, it was cold, Julie, you're right. And B, I'm just lazy now. And so what I did was I went into the Wild West, I called it. I stood on 6th Avenue and I just started hailing cabs. And so you'd find yourself in these cabs with three strangers. And everybody's got a different place to go. The cabbie's sort of negotiating sort of a made-up price for everybody. If you're going down, you know, certain zones, $10, $20, $15, I didn't care. It was fun. I actually...
Well, you weren't going to work, though. Imagine what a hassle it would be if you had a job to get
Okay, well, this is the thing. I got in a cab one day with a woman who owned... I could tell she was a designer of some kind, and she was having a full-blown panic attack in the back of the cab.
And if
you can imagine me talking her down, I'm usually...
you've been there.
You're good at those full-blown panic
attacks, usually
Sheila.
In a state of panic. So I turned to her. I said, okay, just breathe. I said, let's open the windows. And I talked her down and she said, are you from London? You're so genteel. I said, no, I'm from L.A., man, and I'm on vacation. Everything's cool, right? So I talked her down. I felt very good about that.
Nice work, Sheila.
And when I got out of the cab... The cabbie said, you are a very, very nice person.
Wow.
And I was, you know...
Can I just say that, like, your former New York self, they might not have said that about?
Right. So the other thing we did, of course, New York is great for food. Food and restaurants.
Uh-huh.
And you can get anything.
But they have great food and restaurants in other cities, Sheila. What's so special about New York?
What's so special about New York is you can be right on the street and walk into a falafel place and get the most delicious. It's always going to taste the same. You know how it's going to taste with the hummus dressing and the little cucumbers. It's just always consistent. It's always good. The pizza, the best in the world. Come on.
Yeah, you're not the haute cuisine kind of person. You're talking the falafel pizza street food.
Well, you know I have blood sugar issues. So I need something quick. And then the pretzels on the street, of course, very good. But also if you go into a 3 or 4 star restaurant or a decent restaurant, it's a totally different experience. You don't have like a laissez-faire waiter walking over. You get 7 waiters surrounding the table.
They're professionals.
Sheila, because I've seen you in a restaurant and you've got like a quick trigger there your ability to wait once you've ordered to wait for that food to arrive.
Okay, that is going to be one of my New Year's resolutions.
Oh,
that's
really?
Coming up, yes, in this hour, okay? And I'm going to save that. I do need to learn how to be more patient in restaurants. I saw all of my old friends, spent time with my daughter, of course. We just shopped. We went out.
It was your daughter's 23rd birthday
23rd
this week.
Birthday, and you know what? So funny. I mean, you know how she dresses in vintage clothes. She looks... Like a
New York kid. She grew up in New York. She moved back to New York.
Well, you'd be very happy to hear we were browsing in Banana Republic, not her type of store. And guess what? My daughter bought a real coat at Banana Republic.
Wow.
That's right.
What does that mean? That's such a turning point.
It is. And she got in the little camel hair coat on sale for $130. Thank you very much. And she looked at me. She said, Mom, I'm a lady now.
Oh.
And it's just so cute.
That is cute.
And she is.
And she's in her first real job after college, so
that's right.
She has to have some real clothes.
That's right. And so that's what, you know, mothers are there for. And finally, you know, I walked more in 4 days than I have in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. But that's the state of things. I mean, in New York, you walk everywhere. And, you know,
especially during a transit strike.
Now, Sheila, since you've been back in L.A., you live in walking distance of some very nice shops and stores. Are you walking to any of those?
I've been in my car everywhere, Julie. It is so pathetic. I even drove my car to Vons right across the street.
Yeah, that's half a block from your apartment. I know you're within walking distance of the Pacific Ocean. Do you ever walk there?
No, I drive there. Oh, boy, but I had a good time.
That's good.
And, you know, I love L.A. This is my home, but there's nothing like New York.
I know, it is
There's
great.
Absolutely nothing like New York.
Are you ready for this? Well, you know, it has occurred to me. I'm the sister that lives in Moscow, Russia, and I have lived abroad for nearly 10, almost 9 years now, and that I've come to a certain appreciation of the international scene that I wanted to share with you and with all of our listeners. And one of the things that I've learned since I've been abroad is the world is not getting smaller. I think it's just getting a little stranger.
Really? Because we're told it's getting smaller, Julie, and that's just not true?
No. I think, Liz, really, honestly, the longer that I'm on the international scene, that, and you know, I've done a lot of living and traveling abroad. I've lived in lots of different regions of the world. I find that it is a giant mistake to think that we are all alike. As much as I love It's a Small World at Disneyland, I really don't think it's such a small world. I really think it's a big world.
Right.
And that it's very different. And what we need to do is to find out and to look at how different we are.
And how to appreciate those differences. This is Sheila. I was a first grade teacher, and I always, you know, my social studies is not about how we're all alike. It's how we're all different, but we learn to appreciate those differences.
Oh, and you had your first grade teacher voice on, Sheila. I like that very much. That's very nice. So, but here's the thing. I know we all have a short attention span,
yes. So
we can't spend a big time doing a socioeconomic, cross-cultural dissertation on the air.
Right.
So what we're doing is the Satellite Sister International Lightning Round.
All right.
And what we're going to do
go.
Is we're going to visit countries quickly, and you're going to find out stories, observations, and believe it or not, facts about those countries. Okay, first country.
Julie, wow, this is exciting. Okay, go ahead.
Australia,
yes.
Did you know that Australians host barbecues at polling stations on general election days?
Okay, just another reason to love Australia and Australians. Very good fact, Julie.
I think it's a great way to get the vote out. I think more countries should adopt this. Of course, Australians love barbecues, and they, you know, what better time than during voting day? Okay, on to Japan!
On to Japan.
Okay, Sheila, this one's for you. The Japanese word chokugambo describes the wish that there were more designer brand shops on a given street.
Well, I have that wish all the time, Julie. And I didn't know there was a word for it. And
say that again, Julie.
It's chokugambo. And if there's anyone of that speaks Japanese that wants to call in and correct my pronunciation, please do. But very interesting that there's a time. Okay, we don't have time. We got to go on to Sweden. Fact out of Sweden. Did you know that 1 in 10 Europeans is allegedly conceived in an IKEA bed?
Well, this is Sheila. And all I want to say about that is they definitely were not conceived on the IKEA cozy couch. Because there's not enough room for two people, if you know what I mean, on the cozy couch.
That's what you have in your world headquarters
home,
Sheila. You have quite a few pieces from
IKEA.
Had it
for 4 years, and there's not enough room for two. Well, let's go on, Julie.
Okay, next country, we are going to Germany.
Okay,
here's the question. Have you ever tried, on vacation, have you ever tried to save a beach or a pool chair with a towel?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, that in America, that's a perfectly accepted practice. Like, you want to save a beach chair, you put your towel on.
Isn't that the international standard?
Oh, no, Liz. Oh, no. Did you know that in Germany, a towel does not legally reserve a chair? There is nothing in the German law, and perhaps in German culture, that stops German holidaymakers from removing towels left on vacant chairs.
Well, that just upsets the entire international system if everyone else is using the towel system except for the Germans. But it does explain one of the great mysteries of the universe, really.
What
when you
that?
Go all over the world, Julie, I'm sure you've seen this in beaches all over the world. I have in like Greece or in Thailand, that most of the beach chairs in the world are occupied by German men in Speedo bathing suits and black socks and sandals.
That's the reason.
So apparently they have to sit in the chairs all the time because they are not using the towel system.
And sometimes they're not even wearing the Speedo, as in Greece, just the black socks. Okay.
Well, again, it's not against German law. Okay, on to England. We are going to England. Okay. In England, did you know that the average guest at a Buckingham Palace garden party consumes 14 cakes, sandwiches, scones, and ice cream.
Oh, but Gwyneth certainly would not eat 14 items, would she, Julie, or Mad Dog?
Do they have vegan scones
at Buckingham Palace for Gwyneth?
These Buckingham Palace garden parties, who goes to? That's like 5,000 people at a time, right? Times 14 items? That's a lot of bad cucumber sandwiches.
But that is, that's pretty aggressive eating. I mean, there you are with the queen at her garden party.
Well, you want to chow down, absolutely.
They know they're never getting invited back, right? They have one shot at Buckingham Palace. This is it. They're eating everything they can get.
Okay. And now, our final stop today on the destination is China. And only in China could this be possible. Did you know that it is possible for a human to breathe out of their ears?
Yes.
A 55-year-old Chinese factory worker discovered 20 years ago that air was leaking from his ears.
Oh.
But he didn't see this as a disadvantage.
Some might.
He now can inflate balloons and blow out birthday candles with his ears.
That's so gross.
That is the ultimate party trick. Invite him to your next Buckingham Palace garden party. That's what I would say.
Satellite Sister, International Lightning Round. You have gone around the world.
Fascinating, Julie.
Liz, some people say it's spring, but I call this Osea season.
Oh, you do? Okay. I like it. We can make that happen. Osea season. I'm in.
Well, there are a lot of events this time of year, right? You have spring holidays, you have graduations, there's Mother's Day, baby showers, weddings, wedding showers. Don't you want to be moisturized, Liz? Don't you want your skin to look as good as it can possibly look when you show up at your high school reunion? I mean,
yes, I do. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Plus, it's a big gift season, and Osea is great for that, too. So,
right. Oh, yeah. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare that provides results you can see and confidence you can feel. And right now, you're going to get 10% off your first order with our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. You know why we love their moisturizing products? Like their anti-aging body balm? Because it's silky and it's a serum lotion hybrid. It just melts into your skin, Liz. It leaves you glowing,
Glowing. I love the term glow up. I'm going to start using that more. I just love it.
Well, Liz, OseaMalibu.com, it's a glow up in a box. Liz, get it. Get on it. If you want to celebrate Osea season by glowing up and adding moisture with their fantastic moisturizing products, here's what you do. Glow from the inside out with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com, and Osea is Osea. OseaMalibu.com, and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
First, Sheila, we have our little sister, Leanne, somehow made it home from the Rose Parade. Leanne, was there some sort of swift boat involved, water rescue that got you out of the parade route?
I got on the Trader Joe's pirate ship, and I rode it home from the big parade. My hats are off to all those people in those bands and on those floats that kept waving and smiling and playing their instruments and twirling those flags around, because it wasn't just raining here. It was like raining and sleeting and windy and gusty. And they managed to stay in parade form through some really tough conditions. So it was still fun, even though it was wet.
Well, you did too, Leanne. Thank you so much for covering that. It's important that we have Satellite Sisters live at the scenes, at these things that are breaking all over the country. We try to be upbeat, don't you think,
Sheila? We try to boost people up and, smooth people out. Now, speaking
least on Mondays.
Liz, and speaking of smooth, you have come back with a whole new attitude.
You think?
Do you have other resolutions that you want to share?
Well, I have one sort of overarching goal for the year, Sheila.
Well, you should tell us, because I'm sure it might influence or affect us, Liz.
So it's bound to affect us.
Well,
Carry on.
I have frequently been called the bossy sister, and, you know, I think sometimes it's a little unfair, frankly, but whatever. I've just decided for 2006, I'm just not going to overthink things.
That is revolutionary.
It's just
because all you do is think, Liz.
That's all I do. I got to get another habit, Julie. Got to get some kind of hobby other than thinking about stuff.
I mean, when I speak about you to other people, I say, my sister Liz is so smart. She has a mind like a steel trap. So you're just going to let it sift through now,
it's
Liz?
Not a question of smart, Sheila. It's just things do get trapped in there.
Ruminate. You are a ruminator, Liz.
I am a total ruminator, Julie. I ruminate about the dumbest things. I ruminate about little things. I ruminate about big things. I can spend all day ruminating. And that's not good. I need to get on.
We have benefited from your ruminations, Liz, in the past. And we don't want... We might need to monitor this new resolution. What do you think, Sheila?
I don't know. I don't know if you can go totally the other way, Liz. Maybe try it for 60 days.
There's a halfway step
and see,
no ruminating for 60 days.
See how you do for 60 days.
Let's write that down on the calendar. I'll come back in 60 days with the rumination report.
All right.
Hey, it's Liz with a reminder that, you know, it's really easy to stay in touch with the Satellite Sisterhood on many platforms.
That's right, Liz. For starters, we have a website, satellitesisters.com, where you can listen to all the podcasts. You also can read our blog posts, which include show notes. And if you want, you can snoop around in our bios and pictures.
On Facebook, we have a couple of options. The first is our Facebook page, where we post our news and all of our news shows. You just have to like that page so you get our posts in your feed.
And the second option is the Facebook group, aka the nicest place on the internet. That's where you can post yourself and interact with everyone in the group. You can share, you can comment, or you can just enjoy the vibe. And that page is private, so things posted in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group cannot be shared outside of the group. To join, you simply search on Satellite Sisters Facebook group and then click to join or follow. You'll get one or two really easy questions to answer. That's just so we can make sure you're a real person and not a bot. And then we approve you. Done.
We're also on Instagram, of course. You can follow at Sat Sisters. You'll see our posts there and get alerted to when we go live. And we're trying to go live more. In fact, we've been pretty regular on Fridays lately with a follow-up Friday. Individually, you can also follow us at Leanne Dolan, at Satellite Sister Liz, or at Julie Oldest Sister.
And finally, don't sleep on good old email. Yes, that's right. We have a show email address. If you want to write to us, it's just hello@satellitesisters.com. We really do read everything sooner or later. So come on, Satellite Sisters, stay connected.